hurricane of the day. We've got speeds of over 100 miles an hour right here. Matter of fact, we have, what is the speed of light? Is 18,000 something miles a second, something like that. We've got that going for us. And out of my mouth into God's ears. Isn't that the old expression? Something like that.
God's in trouble.
All right. So Hurricane Irene has slammed into Puerto Rico. And there's another storm right behind it moving up. But it was Gert. Let's see here. The order of appearance.
Who names these things? Gert.
The National Hurricane Center. Gert.
Gert.
So Irene, it's H-I-J. So G is older than Irene. Gert, then there's Irene. Got it? And you know how
correct.
They do it. They
yes.
do it. They've got it all figured out, Richie.
Yes, they do. It's yep. a genius system.
Speaking of figuring things out, Dr. Pam Popper is going to be with us from the Wellness Forum. She visits with us every week at this time to get you started, to give you a little kick. You know, we all need a little kick on Monday morning.
She's ready to go.
She's ready to go.
She's
pert Pam Popper. She's at it. Before we get to that, though, as we know,
particularly
laughter,
pert.
She is particularly. She's proud of being particularly pert Pam Popper, too. She must have been through this for her whole life. She must be tired of it.
You win.
By now. Okay, anyway. Laughter is the best medicine, and we have a little laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now, you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I'm going to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Most of you know that I am a dairy farmer as well as a broadcaster. This story really gets to me because I spent some time yesterday afternoon moving some cows around and having a load of bull on my trailer bringing it back from one farm to another. So you'll appreciate, as I have, the story of this DEA officer stopping by a ranch in Texas, talked to the rancher, told the rancher, quote, "I need to inspect your ranch. We are suspicious of some illegally grown drugs." So the rancher says, "Hey, anything you'd like, except don't go in that field over there." So he points over to the location. DEA officer verbally explodes, saying, "Mister, I have the authority of the federal government." He reached into his pants pocket, removed his badge, and displayed it to the rancher. "See this badge? This badge means I'm allowed to go wherever I want to. On any land, anybody's land. No questions asked.
Uh-oh.
Have I made myself clear? Do you understand?"
Uh-oh.
Rancher nodded, apologized, and went about his chores. A few minutes later, the old rancher heard a lot of screams and yelling. Saw the DEA officer running for his life, being chased by a rather large, ugly-looking bull. With every step, the bull was gaining ground on the officer. Seemed likely he would be gored before he reached safety. The officer was clearly terrified. The rancher threw down his tools, ran to the fence, and yelled at the top of his lungs, "Just show him your badge! Show him your badge! Show him your badge!" Yep. The arrogance of authority.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'll tell you, Dr. Pam Popper is not arrogant, but she's still got a lot of info. We're going to talk about another reason from her website, actually. There's a great newsletter that you can get at thewellnessforum.com, focusing on a plant-based diet. How does that work? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
13 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Monday, Energy Personified. Dr. Pam Popper is here. She runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, and is a promoter of a plant-based diet. You have written in your current issue, the current newsletter, which, by the way, I guess people, do you have to join the Wellness Forum at wellnessforum.com in order to get the newsletter?
No, anybody can sign up for the newsletter. You don't have to be a member. That's free.
All right, just like at DougSteffens.com. Get all the newsletters you like. So,
exactly.
The conventional medical wisdom is that the best way to avoid dying from cancer is to make sure you regularly subject yourself to screening tests.
Well, that's the conventional wisdom. It's not very good wisdom, but it is the conventional wisdom.
You know, there have been a lot of people lately who have been talking, I have people in my family who are going through this, and one of the things that they're looking at is sulfur-based treatments for it. This is not necessarily the focus of what we're talking about here, but I wondered what you knew, if anything, if you'd come across any of that, because that's been controversial. I know a guy went to jail for telling people to go to Canada to get sulfur-based treatments, and people go up there and they get rid of the cancer.
Well, you know, the cancer treatment is a lot we can talk about there. I think the problem with cancer treatment is we have two problems. One is a lot of polarization. On one end of the spectrum, we have people promoting, you know, chemotherapy, radiation, one-size-fits-all approaches to cancer, and
right.
It's not the effective approach. But the other side, and I'm not fond of traditional oncology, and I've written a lot of very negative articles about the profession, but I have to say on the other side, we have people telling a lot of stories about healing experiences, and I think that a lot of those stories are true, but that's like somebody telling me a story at the end of a lecture saying my uncle ate bacon, eggs, and cheese, and he did it three times a day, and he lived to 95,
yeah.
And died in his sleep.
And smoked,
I think that story
too.
Is true, but we don't want to tell everybody to go do that.
No, he smoked. Yeah, I love people. I've been smoking all my life, and I'm 95 years old. Okay, for every one person who can claim that, there are how many thousands to hundreds of thousands to millions who, hello, did the same thing,
exactly.
And are long gone.
And so I think it's irresponsible. You know, when people who have cancer are very vulnerable,
yeah.
Obviously, and they want to know there's a solution. They want to know there's something better than the traditional treatment, which a lot of people have figured out doesn't work. And they're very vulnerable to being told, just go to Canada and get this treatment, or just drink
Mexico,
or whatever it is that you're being told. And I think it's very unfortunate, and I think we do have to do something about people who make those kinds of claims.
All right, so now we have the conventional stuff. My daughter told me the other day she'd had her first mammography.
Mm-hmm.
So going to that, and she was happy to tell me it wasn't a very pleasant experience.
Right.
And I guess that's one of the things, because her mother has had a problem. She wants to guard and make sure that she doesn't have the problem. What do you think about that? Versus, I remember Hillary Clinton making a big deal out of this a couple of years ago, and then people say, you know, I really can't get it. It's too late once you can see it on a mammography. Everybody ought to be getting a CAT scan or some kind of what's the other thing that you
MRI.
Need?
The
MRI, yeah, right.
Well, I think we have a lot of problems with mammography, and the first one is that it doesn't reduce the risk of dying from breast cancer, and study after study after study has shown this, and the only reason to engage in these screening tests is because they're going to save your life. Mm-hmm. Other than that, unless you just love having your breasts compressed between metal plates, there's no reason to go. and I think the thing with Hillary Clinton and a lot of politicians, they really think they're doing a good thing. They don't understand the science, so they are being told, listen, you're a public figure, you have influence, so if you'll get on the radio or whatever it is, and talk about these diagnostic screenings, you can help save people's lives. Remember Katie Couric doing the colonoscopy on
right.
TV?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, you know, they mean well, but they just don't understand, and they force people or they encourage people to subject themselves to a lot of unnecessary screenings. And this isn't one of those things where it just doesn't save your life, so oh well. There's a lot of harm that comes from these screenings. False positives, unnecessary treatment for early stage, maybe they're histological. Logically similar to cancers, but we certainly shouldn't be treating them like that. For example, carcinoma in situ would be a good example. So lots of over-treatment and, you know, more harm than good, I think, comes out of it. And meanwhile, distracting from what really does make a difference, which is to protect yourself with diet and lifestyle. So as long as everybody thinks that they can just eat, drink, and be merry, go get screened and find right. it early and live, that yeah. kind of distracts people from doing what they ought to do.
These false positives, I mean, we've known that's been a problem with heart surgery for years. That, you know, stents and whatnot, or they're just going crazy with, you know, okay, listen, let's put a stent in
there. A lot of money.
There.
Making a lot of money.
Yeah, making
well,
a ton of money.
Well, but that's a little bit different issue because heart disease, the use of stents and bypass surgery is useless 97% of the time. These voluntary, and they are voluntary if you can drive yourself to the place where you're going to have them. Mm. Those surgeries don't make any difference at all. But the heart disease is firmly diagnosable and you should do something about it. The problem we have with carcinoma in situ and early stage prostate cancer is that these aren't really these aren't cancers, but we're treating them like it anyway. People should go on and live their lives and not even know that they have this stuff.
So are you suggesting we ought not to get the colonoscopy?
Well, it's no more useful than sigmoidoscopy. I mean, a meta-analysis done by two Columbia researchers showed that it's no more useful than sigmoidoscopy.
Which is what? I don't know what that is.
Well, it's a much less invasive procedure. It just deals with the lower
part. So I stick a television camera up your butt.
Yeah, I wouldn't subject myself to either one, to tell you the truth, because I already did it.
Richie did it.
I've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, I wouldn't.
I'm not. So what should you do? How should we?
Well, that's the point of this editorial that Doug's referring to. My point is that if the current system isn't going to save you, then let's focus on what we know does have the best chance of saving you. It's not guaranteed.
Eat the right foods.
You've got to keep yourself healthy and stop thinking that if you can just somehow find out about the bad stuff early enough, you're going to be okay. It's not working, okay? And the reason we know it's not working is we look at people who, women, for example, in the mammography issue, who do and do not get screened, and sometimes we even see a slightly higher death rate in the screened population, which should tell you this is just not the plan. So everybody wants this, and it's unsettling. I mean, everybody wants me to tell them, listen, if you just do this test, instead of that one, you'll be better off.
No. All right, check out Dr. Pam Popper at thewellnessforum.com. Thank you, Pam.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougSteffen.com.
Video is great.
Tradition of love and hate. Stand by the fire.
I like to listen to the words here, Richie.
Tradition of love and hate.
Okay.
Stand by the fireside. Now the rain may fall. Your father's calling you. You still feel safe inside. Only a moth too proud. Your brother's ignoring you.
Listen to the story. Listen to the word.
Was it solo? Was it yesterday? Was it true for you? Because while all the rest have taken time,
this song called Good Tradition, Tanita Tekarum. I don't know. I heard this song the first time, and I thought, wow, what a message here. Crank it up, Richard.
Tell you how it used to be. Your mother smiles. Children play and all the bad things happen miles away.
I believe she's British.
Never bother you.
She kind of reminds me a little bit of the music that we heard from Amy Winehouse. And she's about that age, but she didn't have the baggage. Described as a British pop folk singer-songwriter. Here, Richie, there's another song. See if you can find a twist in my sobriety. I think this is another one of these deals. And I wonder how, again, this stuff all filters together. I'm looking at a blog of hers. She's got a website called Anita Tekarum.
Right.
Did you find the song?
She was born in Germany.
Yeah.
British pop folk singer.
Yeah. Did you find the song,
I'm trying to find
Twist
it.
In My Sobriety? She's got a heavy voice for a kid.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1969.
Yeah.
She's 41, 42.
Yeah, that's not a kid. Mistress of Spices, one of her soundtracks. Interesting blog.
How did you happen upon this?
We had this song last week. We were doing birthdays, and her birthday, so she has to have some status to have made it to the birthday list.
Yeah.
But you were gone, and I thought you'd like to hear this song. I thought it was pretty good.
Interesting.
And now
let's
I'm
share with this other one.
Looking for Twist in My Sobriety.
Smoky voice.
Yeah.
I hear you talk, girl. Now your conscience is clear. In the morning when I wipe my brow, wipe the miles away.
Very slight woman.
I can be so well and never do what you say. I'll never hear you and never do what you say.
I'm guessing she's an old musical soul, Richie.
You know she looks like?
Looks like Linda Ronstadt did.
No. Lisa Marie Presley.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just
looking
at a picture of her now. She does look like Lisa Marie. Yeah, it just came up as I'm going through some of her pictures.
Man, she looks a lot like Elvis. Wow.
But his song and music is interesting. We always have little bits and pieces of songs here. That's not a music program, but because a lot of us talk about and music influences us for sure, this appeared to me when I heard it, at first heard her voice, to be not another sad story like Amy Winehouse in the passing in 27, but just the quality of the song and how much music exists out there that most people don't know a whole lot about.
I'm guessing all the music I listen to, you don't hear on the radio.
Right. But I'm guessing a lot of people don't know who this woman is.
Sure.
Sanita Tikaram is her name. And you can, she's got a blog, she's got a website. Pretty interesting stuff. 28 minutes after the hour on the Good Day program. From my hands and
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brand you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hot action here on the discussion we had earlier this morning about banning sodas, soft drinks, that sort of stuff. New York City wants to do that. That is for people who are taking welfare, getting food stamps. I think if you're going to ban it for them, ban it for everybody, right? If you're going to ban it, it's a free country. I don't believe in banning anything except tobacco products. This is me. I claim I'm 100% inconsistent when it comes to stuff like that. No tolerance for it. After I saw what it did to my mother, I have no tolerance, no use for it. I don't want to be around smokers. Yeah. It's like being around lepers. And I'm sorry, I don't
mean... still, you can't.
Yeah.
Until they get against your ideals and beliefs just for that one thing.
Right. All right, let's get to some of the things that you are feeding back to us on as we've been through the usual 9 million things this morning.
Jennifer's not here. What are we going to do?
Try to do. Ding dong. Address to Doug at DougStefan.com. Hi, Doug. I'm in full agreement with you concerning the government and taxes. I compare the Congress to poker players with a pocket full of chips. They only bet on a sure thing which benefits them, the issues they want addressed, et cetera, when they add riders to bills. It is not for us, it's for them. I sense that many citizens feel the same.
Yet nothing
changes. It's time to flush the toilet and start over again. How often have you heard that over the years? We had a third-party candidate on earlier this morning. Interesting guy. And he hit all the right notes. But is anybody going to ever hear of that guy? I don't even remember his name now.
Andrew Ball.
Check him out. He's got a website.
Ball2012.net.
Ball2012. Yep. That's the kind of thing I want to... I'm not interested in the least. Oh, that's how bad it is. I'm talking to anybody that's on the list of candidates that are getting all the attention, other than Ron Paul. I'd be interested in Herman Cain. Both those guys I want to talk to. Other than that, they're all... Oy. Okay, let's see here. From John R. Bateman. Says, I'm a new listener. Enjoy your show very much. First thing I do in the morning when I get to work is grab a cup of coffee and listen to your show. I open up Radio America, so he's listening online, Richie.
Yep.
You can find it at radioamerica.org. You can find it at DougStefan.com. You can find it at TuneIn Radio. You've got an app on a couple of different apps. iPhone apps that we
Good
can.
Day app.
Yep, the Good Day app. Anyway, he says, I enjoy listening to your contributors and guests, and I like hearing about your farm. My wife and I bought a farm in Tennessee close to the Smoky Mountains. We love it. Just getting started. We only have eight cattle. We hope next year to start raising some Dexter cattle and breeding them. Anyway.
Dexter.
What?
Dexter cattle.
Dexter cattle.
Real name of breed of cattle, Dexter?
Yeah, a lot of specialty cattle. Devons, Dexters. Thank you, sir. Nice to have you on board. Here's Ellen, who says that you and I and people who want to ban everything are a bunch of hypocrites. Big brother in a big way.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Maybe onto something there, Ellen. Robert Johnson says that smokers and people who are onto sugar are addicts. Yeah, you can make that argument, right? sugar is as addictive, maybe even more so, than smoking. Again, we were talking about this earlier this morning. I wanted to get some of the action that we've gotten feedback on. What about it, though? Drug addicts. People that are addicted to these soft drinks. Same thing? What do you think? Yes or no? 800-510-8255. Okay. Here's the 2020 news quiz. You ready?
Go.
From the people in the news department, who's Howard Schultz? And why are we talking about him today? Who is Howard Schultz? And why is he a person in the news today? 800-510-8255. We got some free e-food for you. If you are a winner or some Doug Steffen paraphernalia, choose what you'd like. Got 3 minutes before we get to 20 before the hour to figure out who Howard Schultz is and why is he in the news. Why would we be talking about him? 800-510-8255. Okay, let's see here.
Oh, this guy. I love this guy.
Yeah, all right. So
now.
Yeah, right. You didn't used to.
Yeah, I didn't really pay attention.
Here's Tim who says, we all have a right not to buy into all of this. I work at a hospital, health screenings. I see people that come in all the time as a result of their abuses. Why don't you ask Dr. Ken about what happens to smokers and heart disease? I don't have to, well, we can ask Dr. Ken to be here in a few minutes, but we all know. I mean, how could you not know? But it's so strange because it's like drinking all this soda and eating all the bad foods. You got to know as you're eating it that it's bad for you. Don't you? I mean, is it just you're so addicted to taste that that's it? I don't understand.
Okay.
I don't understand.
You know, a lot of people just put it off until it's in their
face.
Well,
that's what Pam was saying earlier in this hour. Put it off. Okay, let's see here. Tom Hood says, if we, this is stuff is moving over into legalizing drugs and that sort of thing, the stoners will complain about being tested for jobs. There was some suggestion that if you if we make the high-sugared fruit drinks, that sort of thing we were talking about last week, the citrus drinks with carbonation in them, can you get a blood test for that? Oh, my God, where are we going in this country? A blood test for whether or not you've had soda pop. Huh? Here's a listener named Jubilate Latte.
Huh. Jubilate Latte.
Jubilate Latte.
Neat.
Yeah. This is all a good idea. What?
How fun. What a fun name.
How about teaching children about the risks of all of these things that are bad? The system is so arrogant. It really is. I remember these health, we had health ed courses when I was in school, all gone now because what the knuckleheads who looked at some of the coursework, many of these people couldn't count to 10 unless they took their shoes and socks off, but they figured that when they looked at the pictures in the health ed course of how your body works, and it included your reproductive system, we're teaching kids how to do it. So none of that. Right?
Yeah.
No health education courses, so nobody knows what this stuff does to their system. All right, let's see here. Why are you arguing about this? Why don't you crawl back under your rock? You're disgusting. Thanks very much. Right. That was from Sandra Day, not from Sandra Day O'Connor, just Sandra Day.
Why don't you crawl back under your rock?
How do you find that so amusing?
Send that to me. I want to become friends with her.
Yeah, right. Of course you do.
That's funny.
Let's see here. Dapper Don.
Yeah.
Where do all these people come from? How about we do with the smokers that the Germans did with the Jews? Wow.
Yeah.
This is getting nasty.
A little tough.
Huh? Yeah. I actually had a joke earlier this morning. Do you want to dare me to do something?
No. No, I don't.
Really?
No. Remember, okay. I'm the guy that keeps you from doing something, not the one that dares you to do something. So
right,
let's just move along. Next email, please.
No, wait a minute. Hold on.
No.
This is actually an email. A pope was finishing his sermon.
Well, stop it.
He ended with a Latin phrase, tuti omni, blessed be mankind. Women's rights group approached the pope. Notice the pope blessed the man, but how about the women? So the next day, his sermon, pope entitled, when he was done, he said to everybody, tuti omni and tuti femini. Blessed be mankind and womankind. Next day, a gay rights group approached the Pope. You following this, Richie? Are you there with me?
Fingers on the button.
They said that they noticed he blessed mankind and womankind, but why not please bless gay people? So the Pope said, I'll be happy to do that. So at the end of the sermon, he said, tutti omini, tutti femini, and tutti frutti.
I didn't let that go.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Silly.
Yeah, it was kind of silly. All right, but you see the range and depth and breadth of the people who listen to this program, with all these stacks and piles of people who want to be either silly, or they want to tell me to crawl into my rock again, or they want to question my logic.
Or tutti frutti to crawl into your rock. We got it all.
You got it all here. All right, do we need any more of these? Let's see here. Doug Z. I know, Michael Z. I haven't talked to Michael Z for a long time. Owns the radio station out in Santa Clara. So let's see here. You know what should happen is you ought to make all this stuff legal and then everybody file a lawsuit against the, you know, like we've seen all these lawsuits against Big Tobacco. File a big lawsuit against Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola.
There you go.
Class action lawsuit. I wonder how all the how come there haven't been lawyers all over this? That'd be a good idea, right?
Because their lawyers make more money than they do. You're going to go up against Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
They can defend you until the cows come home and then some.
Well, there have been some big corporations. I've been involved in a couple of suits as a party, and one of them is against the this big producer of a big processor of milk, and they screwed the farmers out of millions of dollars, so I'm going to get a piece of a $30 million lawsuit.
Wow.
That they won. Yeah. Of course, they didn't admit to doing anything wrong. They just said, well, you know what, there are enough questions.
We'll just pay you off. The Michael Jackson defense.
Right, exactly. All right, let's see here. This is a listener identifying herself as progressive fascist. And basically...
I thought that was you.
This is... No, I'm not a fascist.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a progressive...
Yes.
Anarchist.
Yes, you are.
Progressive anarchist.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, this person says, okay, you're going to ban smoking, you're going to ban drinking, you're going to ban soft drinks. How about we ban perfume and cologne while we're at it, because some people are allergic to that. Let's ban peanuts.
Peanuts. Yeah. Got to get rid of them.
Right.
It's killer.
Yeah.
Killer peanuts.
So what these people are pointing out is something that actually does have some merit to it. That is, this stuff can go... It's back to education. Why don't we have education take care of the problem? If you are smart or you learn these things by explanation, then how could you be wrong? Okay, nobody identified Howard Schultz. We better do this quickly. Yeah. Howard Schultz is the chairman and CEO of Starbucks. He said last Friday he'd been stunned by the response to his call for a boycott in response to Washington's poor handling of the debt ceiling issue. He said, we've obviously touched a nerve. There is such a groundswell of disappointment and concern with regard to the leadership in Washington, crisis of confidence. He called for a suspension of donations to all incumbents, including President Obama, until a deal on the debt is achieved. He said he'd announce a list of corporate leaders who had signed on to this no-donation pledge sometime this week. So he'll be back on the news this week. This is in response to Warren Buffett saying we ought to pay more taxes. Big people with a lot of money should pay more taxes. And this is Howard Schultz's response to that, which I think makes a whole lot of sense, frankly. More sense than Warren Buffett's idea. All right, Dr. Ken joins us with his daily dose of important info, and that's coming right up. What's going on? We have some research that you'll find very important. That's the next on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens. Stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any 2. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Once again, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you today by the folks who have that anti-aging cream that we've been talking about. The discovery is called Tautinol, has three ingredients, three powerful ingredients, Ken, that fight those unwanted signs of aging. I think you've said this has been tested up and down by the right folks. That's why you give it your stamp of approval. What about these ingredients?
Well, I do like this. It has the ingredients that a plastic surgeon has put into it that he has found from his study of the skin that's very important to keep your skin nice and healthy, nice and young factor. And these are natural products that you're going to see in your skin, and you're going to get a good response. There's special products that you need vitamin C, Matrixyl 3000, hyaluronic acid. These are items in your skin that help it stay natural, help it stay young, and decrease the wrinkling. This has been tried and proven in studies, and you'll get your money back if it doesn't work.
All right, here's what you do. You call 800-291-2584 and order. This is a special deal. You get 2 for the regular price, 1 free, and you get a special free gift. You mentioned Dr. Ken. 800-291-2584. One more time for Tautinol, 800-291-2584. All right, some important research to talk about today, Ken.
This is breaking news. For decades, we've wondered what causes Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and researchers at Northwestern University think they've come up with the cause. The basis of ALS appears, Doug, to be a malfunctioning protein recycling system in the neurons of the brain. Those are the cells in the brain and spinal cord. Efficient recycling, Doug, of the protein building blocks in the neurons is critical for optimal functioning of the neurons. They become severely damaged when they can't repair or maintain themselves. And this discovery, here's the hope, offers a common target for drug therapy.
Common target. So that means drug research goes after just one problem. Is that why?
Exactly. And all different types of ALS, there are about 3 at least, seem to be caused by the same common pathway.
ALS, long name for Lou Gehrig's disease. So there's some common ground, some good news. We always like good news on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. You get it with Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That drum part right there.
Yeah.
I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the guy that was addressed that was rumored to be stalked by Kim Kardashian. He said no when she got to him and wanted him to marry her. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments. He did not want to have anything to do with somebody who made so much money doing nothing. Right, Chucker?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but you know, a lot of people are against the fact that she spent $20 or $30 million on a wedding.
Well, she made $17.9 million from the various people who were trying to follow it on the media. Brought in $17.9 million. It's just like it's an example. These people, I don't think anyone should have to pay more taxes. I disagree completely with Warren Buffett. But if anybody deserves to be taxed, it's this bunch. Tax them.
You have to believe somewhere out there in this universe, Carmen Electra is very jealous.
Yeah, right. All right, that was Help from the Beatles, the movie of the same name.
She's literally like Carmen Electra's career on steroids, right?
Yes, without a doubt.
I mean, there's really nothing there, yet she makes multi-million.
There is something there, and that's what she's making it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody who tells you looks don't matter in life, not being honest.
Make sure that there's a good saline solution, though, on those implants, whatever it is. That song from the Beatles movie Help premiered today, 1965. Wow. Ooh-wee. There's a moldy oldie. Okay.
The year I was born.
Happy birthday, by the way. The new Muppets movie is in theaters on December 25th this year.
Yes, it looks good.
It doesn't. Have you seen it? How do you know? Have you seen some kind of a trailer?
I think I see it. I think they released a little bit of footage. Yeah, it looks good.
Right.
I think it's going to be a big hit.
What I love about it is that they're just so much fun, but they're great for adults. Really, don't you think that's cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Virgin Atlantic has put weep warnings on emotional movies that are shown in flight, so you can decide before the movie starts if you want to get sucked in at 30,000 feet. Weep warnings. What do you think of that?
I don't know what to say about that.
Who cares? Why?
Because
is there an issue with people just uncontrollably sobbing on flights nowadays that they have to do something about it?
What do you want from me?
I don't understand. Yeah.
So a movie like The Notebook would get a weep warning, right? Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But that brings up another good question. Do they not show movies on airplanes that have something in the plot about taking over an airplane?
Oh, of course not.
Yeah, no, they're not going to show Die Hard 2 on an airplane.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Or on certain movies, they'll cut out footage if they feel it goes into that area.
They do, really?
Yeah, they will, absolutely. They'll edit, yep.
Wow.
All right, here's the movie quiz. This is a quick one. You've seen the movie, if it's been on once, it's been on 100 times, The Widowmaker, K-19, The Widowmaker, starring Harrison Ford. How much did he get paid to play that? 800-510-8255. Was it $14 million, $20 million, $25 million, or $30 million for his starring role in the submarine thriller K-19? It was released in 2002. How much did he get paid? Chucker knows the answer to this. $14 million, $20 million, $25 million, or $30 million? What's the right answer? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Chucker has some box office totals for the weekend.
All right, Doug, the movie The Help, the drama based on the best-selling novel about segregation in the 1960s, number one at the box office. This film's doing extremely well, $20 million in business, $72 million in 2 weeks of release, just a 20% drop-off in ticket sales week to week. That's what you call a leg. This film's going to make a lot of money. Rise of the Planet of the Apes, a solid hit at number two, 16.3, $134 million in 3 weeks of release. Spy Kids 4, placed third. The film did very badly, just a $12 million opening. Conan the Barbarian was a huge bomb for Lionsgate. With an $85 million budget, the film opened at just $12
million.
Oh. That's a financial disaster.
Yeah.
Disney's Fright Night, which is a remake of the 85 film, which got good reviews and is pretty entertaining. I liked it. Not as good as the original. That also bombed. Just $8.3 million in business. Colin Farrell is not a box office draw, but I'll say one thing. He is great as the vampire Jerry in this movie.
He's not a draw. And this guy, there's no name they have playing Conan. I mean, why would you want to go back and see that? It's a horrible movie anyway, but you're going to go see Schwarzenegger. You're not going to go see this guy.
$85 million on it.
Yeah, the answer to the question is $20 million, right? That's what he gets paid no matter what, Chucker.
Yeah.